Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday the 13th in January 2017. This week we're looking at something that just arrived in my, let's say, underground lair. I am a big fan of this. It was something that's been in development for a couple of years, and the formats have supposedly changed a little bit as they went. But it's also one of the last items to come out of Funko for the Reaction line. As you know, Funko has handed over the reins to Reaction over to Super 7, completely. So all new Reaction stuff after E.T. is going to be Super 7. There's an Entertainment Earth exclusive E.T. figure that has a glow-in-the-dark finger. We haven't shipped them out yet. Unless someone cancels their orders, as of me recording this, and I don't think anyone else knows this yet, we have literally one unit not spoken for. I was tempted to order it so I could have two. I just ordered one, but I might order another one. So if you're hearing this before I order it, maybe you can get the last unit. Anyway, I digress. The E.T. Action Figure Collection 3-pack is neat. There are only 5,000 being produced, which seems low, because I assume anyone who saw the original movie in the theaters wants this. There were Star Wars Kenner action figures in the original E.T. movie, so to me they've always kind of gone together. Plus, E.T. appeared in The Phantom Menace in a cameo in the Senate sequence. So, why don't you want this? I want this. You want this too. You also get a tiny Drew Barrymore figure. So, in a set for about $30, subject to change, you get E.T., Gertie, and Elliot, each of which have a unique accessory. For those keeping track, a different accessory was packaged with the glow-in-the-dark E.T. from Entertainment Earth exclusive. So, that's almost a sentence. Bear with me. It's been a rough week. So, E.T. is E.T. Not super-duper short. I'd say 2.5 inches tall from the look of things. Comes up about to the neck on a Playmobil figure. E.T. has 5 points of articulation. Jointed shoulders are at an angle, so the arms can go from being down at the side to pointing straight forward and up. The index finger is extended, which means it would look great if it was painted in the glow-in-the-dark for an exclusive or somebody. The eyes are bright blue and white with black outlines, very clear. The smile is good. The texture on the body is great. It's got a little bit of a tramp stamp going on with copyright information. The feet have footholes, and the legs have a V-crotch, so they swing forward like you might have seen with your Ewoks and Gamorrean Guard and other bigger torsoed figures from that era. It looks better than something I think Kenner would have put out at that time, and same was true with Elliot and Gertie. The paint jobs are better than Kenner traditionally had, and there's a couple of other design changes that are a little different. I have E.T. holding the Speak and Spell that is just in orange, and I'm sure for trademark reasons is not a Speak and Spell. But it's a little orange thing with an area that you can pretend is a screen, area that you can pretend is a speaker, and area that you can pretend is a keyboard. So it's Speak and Spell-esque. But, you know, it's, you know how these things go. It's like, hey, who wants a can of refreshing cool poopsie? Or cola brand cola, or whatever. But anyway, that is E.T. E.T. alone, depending on your nerdery, I would say is worth buying the set. $30 is not cheap, but you've probably wanted a 3¾-inch E.T. figure for most of your life. I have, so I have one now. So I feel good about that. The other two figures are Elliot and Gertie. Elliot has a orange plastic bag that looks like it could be a Reese's Pieces bag. There's no printing on it, so you can say that it is or that it isn't. Both of his hands are in kind of the claw position, unlike the gripping gun position most old Kenner figures have. The bag has a little groove in it, so his left hand can hold on to it very cleanly, and it looks good. The figure has whites around his eyes, which I was very surprised at. The eyes are super centered. Everything is where it should be. The eyebrows are perfect. The hair looks good. A little bit of smudge on his face, but that's probably just my sample. He has a painted zipper on his red hoodie, articulated pants, and it's worth noting that one of the curious design decisions on Reaction remains. The back of the hips are kind of squared off, so when you swing the legs forward, there's kind of a corner there. That's something that Kenner typically did not have to deal with. They found ways around it. They designed it differently. But it's one way you can easily tell a Reaction figure from a real retro action figure. He's a little bit shorter than the 3¾-inch figure because he's a child. I think he's a little too tall, but he's a good size. I mean, he's probably 3.5, between 3 and 3.5 inches. I don't have a ruler in front of me right now, unfortunately, but he's a little bit taller. It looks convincingly like a figure from the 1980s, except the fact that the pants are painted blue and not molded blue, but that's quibblable, because the old figures, sometimes they molded parts in one color and painted them, sometimes they painted them and molded them, and it's what happens. It's a neat figure. I like it. Gertie rounds out the set. It looks, I'd say, probably close enough to Drew Barrymore that you're not going to complain, but it's not perfect. Again, that might be by design, because by definition, a lot of these retro figures don't necessarily mean to capture the accurate likeness. They're supposed to look like a not quite accurate action figure from 1982, and she looks better than that. The hair has little ribbons in it, and barrettes. The barrettes are painted silver. Man, they did a good job on those. I didn't even realize how well those were painted until now. There's like yarn or ribbons or what have you on her hair, holding the pigtails up. She has a striped shirt with lots of individually painted stripes that looks fantastic. Overalls are blue. Her doll has more paint applications than many action figures you bought. There's painted hair, paint on the hat. It doesn't have every color that was on the doll in the movie, but it's very, very close. And given the size of about an inch tall, I'd say the doll turned out very well. Like Elliot, she has the holes in the bottom of her feet and has the same issues with the legs. Arms and legs swing forward just fine. I have no construction issues on these figures. Some of the reaction figures previously turned out well, and some of them did not. These are good ones. I am very happy with the samples, the quality. Even the shoes are painted very well. Gertie's blue sneakers react under black light. Elliot's not quite, but close to, what are these, Adidas, I think, maybe? White sneakers with a red stripe. They look appropriately 1980s-y. It's convincing. It's good. It's a nice set. The packaging has silver foil around it, and it's a little light on detail. There's a big photo on the back of the box, so it looks good, but not as busy and cross-selly as LJN and other products from the 1980s. I would say that the box art looks more like something from the reissue era in the early 2000s, if you remember that line at Toys R Us, say it was exclusive, rather than something that was put out, 35 years ago? Really? Oh, boy. Anyway, it's a good set. If you like Star Wars, if you like E.T., if you like Spielberg, if you like reaction figures, you should get this. As of this moment, we are out of stock. We are attempting to reorder more. I assume we will be able to get some more. I don't expect it'll be around for long. I never did see that Golden Girls set, which I would have really liked to have had. But if I ever see it, I'm buying it. If you see this set, pick it up. Look at it. I assume you're going to like it. E.T. turned out great. The kids turned out well. The accessories are appropriately 1980s-y, except the doll's just a little bit better. A lot better, let's be honest. It's really good for what it should be at the size and what you paid for it. So, anyway. I'm enjoying it. You'll enjoy it, too. Pick it up if you can. Go to entertainmentearth.com right now to see what kind of amazing deals we have going on various items. There's a free shipping offer. There's all kinds of stuff. And rumors are swirling today about what we're probably going to talk about next week. So we'll get to that then. Have a safe and happy weekend, everybody. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.